Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Franny. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Hello, my name is William Lidis.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Lidis. How are you today?
I'm all is good. Oh, I have a couple topics.
Mm-hmm.
I am calling to pay my bill, but before that, I want two issues to speak about. So where do I start? Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Let me bring up the account. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
My last name is Lidus, L-E-T-U-S. I need help.
Thank
with a
you
couple,
so much, sir.
Couple things.
Okay. Since I'm in your account, can you also confirm the address of service?
125 Hinsdale Street, Kingston, New York.
Thank you, sir. All right. And how can I help you today?
Well, I have two issues. I'm an old man, so have patience with me, and I like to yell at clouds when I go by. So I try to be very kind, but number one is I recently had changed. I started out with a plan for $59. Then it wasn't fast enough. And then I went to 1 gigabyte, and my plan at 50 is no faster than my plan at 50 is, or 500 megabytes. So I'm paying $10 more, and I received nothing. My internet never goes over 500 megabytes per second. It never has since I've had it for 2 months, and I'm really not satisfied with. I was just getting just as fast, even faster with Spectrum, and my speed has not increased. I've called. I've had a technician come out already one time. I've spoken to someone in your position at one time, and they said that they were going to tell tech, and they're going to get back with me. That's been several weeks ago. And before I pay my bill, $69 now, or $79, which is $20 that I signed up for, more than I signed up for. I think that I need to have my internet drop back down to the $59 that I originally signed up for, because I'm not getting any benefit in speed for an extra $10. And also, somewhere along the line, I must have canceled out automatic billing, and that increased my service another $10. So I'm paying $20 more than I was 2 months ago, and I am receiving no benefit at all. And $220 for 2 months, that's $240 a year, and I'm receiving nothing for it. My speed is still slow. I mean, it's not as fast as it was promised. And I'm having a little regrets that I ever even changed over to Archtop Fiber, because I don't see anything that's faster at all. I check my speed several times a day. I leave that page open. I think it's fast.com. That's what the technician used when he came here last month. And I never close that window. I always test it. And my speeds are usually in the 300 and 400s. Hardly ever. One out of 15, 20 times, I might hit 500. And so it doesn't live up to what was promised to me. So I'm a little disappointed. That's the best way I know how to say a long story. So
it's okay. No, I do thank you for explaining that to me, Mr. Leaders. I do see there was a ticket opened back in November. It looks like the text tried to contact you through the email because that's the best way to contact. It says in the notes. Before, I would like to ask you, before you want to go ahead and do any changes back down to the 500, I can get one of the tech guys on the phone right now with us so they can try to troubleshoot over the phone, because that's one of the things that it said in the ticket. It was hard to troubleshoot not having you on the phone and doing everything through email. So do you have a moment that I can get in contact with one of them now so they can help you troubleshoot to see what may be the issue, why you're not seeing the full 1,000 megabits?
It's never moved. Yes, since the day I've had it, it was always 300 and 400s. Then the technician came out, and because my phone ended, and he found out that it was an update on Archtop Fiber, and that's the reason I had no phone. But my speeds have never increased. Yes, I would like to do that, but before I do that, while I still have you on the phone, is it possible to switch over to pay my bill or switch over to paperless billing? That's 10 less dollars. Is that correct? Because my bill has went up $20, and maybe I canceled the direct withdraw, you know, the automatic payment. Is that why it would go up another $10?
That is correct. So you're, right now the account is enrolled in paperless. We would just have to enroll you back to autopay. Let me just double check if that is a checking account that was on the account before.
That could have been my error. I don't know what was going on at the time. I didn't want it automatically withdrawn because my issue wasn't resolved and I wasn't happy with it. And I didn't want months and months and months of my automatic payment being taken out when my internet does not even live up to what was promised.
I understand. Mr. Leaders, there is a credit card that's what you had before for auto pay. That with a credit card, it only gives you a $5 discount. So the for the 1 gig of speed, it instead of the $69.99, it will be $74.99. If you switch that to the a checking or savings account, it will give you the full $10 discount, and the internet would just be $69.99. You also have the landline.
How much
is $24.99?
Well, I don't know if I wanted to kind of I want to. We can do that, but I kind of want to object.
The total bill?
I want to dispute having to pay this month's bill for 1 gigabyte when I'm not even receiving it. I mean, it's only $10, but it's the principle that I'm not receiving at all what was promised to me. So I could give a checking account number if I can find my checkbook right now as I'm speaking to you. I could.
Okay. All right, and I'll can forward your information over to upper management investment, so like you have not been satisfied
yes,
with the
because
fee that you're getting, and you would like a credit for this
put
month,
in,
I can always request that.
Gave you knowledge of
and
that,
then
like
wait
you
for the
said, back in November.
Settled.
So
is that okay?
That's the whole month of December now, and it's still not any faster. No. So yes, I should. They should give that to me, but yes, you can forward that to them also. So how much do I still have to pay? What now? $79? Is that
okay.
What you're saying? Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the bill says?
Let me see what the bill says. Let me see what the bill says right now.
Okay, that's next Tuesday.
Your due date is on the 24th of December. Let me take a look.
99? Oh, this is impossible.
Uh-huh.
How can it, uh-huh. How much? Okay.
So it looks like that bill
I'm not saving any money from Spectrum. My Spectrum was only $104. And I don't have nearly as fast. It's not even as fast as I was getting before. This is, I don't know. I know. I'm throwing a lot of things out on your plate, throwing them at you. But I just, I got to start from scratch here somehow, from the beginning, because this is not good at all. I was only paying $104. I had a nice cable.
Okay.
And it was working faster than, or just as fast or faster than what I have now. So I regret ever changing over, and I might go back to Spectrum because I still have a router and so forth. So I don't.
I understand what you're. So, if you can allow me, yes, I'll request for that month to see if it can be credited to you, and have you talk to tech support, so they can figure out what the issue is.
And then that'll be how much right now with 1 gigabyte.
So about the bill, so in regards to the bill, yes, once we set you off with the auto pay for checking account, it will bring that down to $10.
Online.
So that would be, right now with 1 gigabyte, once you set up the auto pay for the checking, $69.99. $24.99.
Okay.
So that your bill should be, once we set you up for auto pay with an account, $94.98.
I want Archtop to look into refunding me the extra $10 also for this month that I've never received faster speeds, and there's still an issue with my speed. And I want to drop back down to the $59, half a megabytes per second, with 500 megabytes per second, because I'm not getting any faster speed. So I don't know if I want to do that now or after I talk to the technician.
Yes, I would advise to talk to the technician first, and then if you decide to drop down to the 500, then we'll be able to make that switch for you. Would you,
So
can
you
I
want to
place you in a
connect me
brief
with the
call? Let
tech,
me
and
see.
then
I'm
when they're
gonna
through
get
with me, then
in
I
touch with
hang
the
up
tech
and you
support and see who is
will
able to pick
contact
up
me
the
again?
line for me, and also see if I can
Or
get answers on that credit
do I
for
have to
this
contact
month
you?
due to the slow speed. Is that okay, Mr. Litus?
Okay,
If
so
I,
thank you very much. I
so
know
if
if it
I
was a
get
mess, I had a lot of
answers
words.
while we're on the
It's
phone about the credit, I'll let you know right
nothing
away.
towards you.
If you're already with the tech
You just work
support,
there.
once I
I'm
get that
just a little
information, I'll call
frustrated.
you back
I'm not angry
this
or anything. I'm
afternoon
just a
and give
little
you that
bit
information.
disappointed. So connect me with the tech, and then we'll go from there.
It's okay.
Let's do it now, because maybe you go to lunch and then I get somebody
Okay,
else.
perfect. So
Then
I'm
I have
sorry,
to explain
before
it all
I
again.
transfer you over, would you like to switch the credit card to the checking account, or you want to do that
I'm ready.
this afternoon when I speak to you?
221-976-227.
Understandable.
Yes.
Okay, so I am ready for the routing number when you are.
105-712-650-2445.
Thank you. That comes up for Ulster Federal Credit Union account. Thank you, and then the account
yeah,
number,
you can
please.
Repeat it to me to make sure I gave it to you right, please.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me just save this information.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. I just saved it. I have the routing number, but I don't have the full account number visible. I have the last four as 4405.
Is my bill going to come out now for this month? Because I'm disputing that $10. I mean, I'm inquiring still about the $10. Would this be for next month? Could this start for the next bill, or because I'm going to have a hard time getting $10 credit if you already take it from me, won't I? Okay, on the 24th of each month. Okay, so now I go to
Your due date is set into December 24th. I should have, by this afternoon, they should be able to give me an answer about the credit. So if any adjustments will happen before the 24th.
Thank
and
you.
Then your bill, that's when your bill will be withdrawn from your checking account. Yes, sir.
Yes, my phone number on the account is 336-6164.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Litus. I'm going to place you in a brief hold. I might be back on the line depending on what they tell me, if they're ready right away or